The study entitled Precision Phenotyping for Curating Research Cohorts of Patients with Unexplained Post-Acute Sequelae of COVID-19 was authored by Azier and Hugel et al. From the Massachusetts General Hospital in the USA. It was published in Med on the 14th of March, 2025. Current diagnostic codes for post-acute sequelae of SARS-CoV-2, PASC, are often inaccurate, biased across demographics, and underestimate their true prevalence. Similarly, the criteria to predict those most at risk of developing PASC are inadequate. The authors conducted a retrospective longitudinal case control study to develop a more accurate precision phenotyping algorithm. This tool aims to not only improve diagnosis, but also predict the onset, affected systems, and duration of PASC across different demographic groups. The study analyzed the electronic health records, EHR, of three groups, 85,364 confirmed COVID-19 patients, at least 1 year post-infection, 170,497 post-pandemic individuals without COVID-19, and 39,817 pre-pandemic controls. A sequential pattern mining algorithm, based on WHO's PASC definition and clinical classification software, was used to sift through this data. The outputs were independently reviewed and refined. Compared to the International Classification of Diseases U09.9 diagnosis code, the new algorithm achieved 79.9% diagnostic precision, an improvement of 2.7%, and more accurately estimated community prevalence. It effectively excluded false positives due to pre-existing conditions and identified false negatives, conditions misdiagnosed but linked to prior COVID-19. The breadth of data allowed the algorithm to detect rarer sequelae beyond common symptoms like fatigue or sleep issues, including vision and hearing loss, diabetic complications, and sexual dysfunction. The algorithm also provided a more balanced demographic analysis, which allowed for better analysis of which sequelae are more common based on age, gender, and ethnicity. For example, those under 45 were more likely to develop gynecological, dermatological, or psychiatric sequelae. Women had higher odds of PASC in certain organs. Asian and Hispanic patients had lower PASC risk, while Black patients faced higher risk regardless of age or health status. The authors emphasize that their algorithm aligns with the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine's newly proposed broad definition of PASC as an infection-associated chronic condition. They have made their tools and data publicly available for integration into any healthcare system.